Okay, next question. Hello.
Hello. It's Karen from Temecula.
Hi, Karen. How are you doing?
Doing great. And let me start by telling you, you're making me excited about my business again.
I love to hear that.
Years to not be excited. So as we're moving through this process, what I was going to sell, I'm now going to give away. And I just need some counsel from you as to if I'm approaching this right or if I should shift things around again. Instead of selling a downloadable TV show that I had done, I'm going to give the first one away. And as on the launch day, and then as one of the upgrades, you can buy a physical DVD of it just by paying shipping and handling, and then get an ultimate survival kit as a further upgrade for about $250, and then last thing being signing up for the membership site to get your products on a regular basis and be able to get input on your lab tests and stuff like that and recommendations on what to do next. So I'm kind of getting confused in my own head as to, am I selling the kit or am I selling the membership?
Well, memberships are usually good to sell, you know, to sell them the kit and then have the membership be, you know, you could either do it as a forced continuity or just give them a checkbox that they can check or maybe have it pre-checked to get the continuity. And that's generally the way you do it. You sell them on the kit, and then you give them the opportunity to get the continuity as part of the transaction.
Okay. And what about press releases and stuff? Is there any place in the launch process for press releases?
You know, I don't really cover that. Certainly, you could do a press release, or if you, especially your pre-launch content, especially now if you're giving away something that you were planning on selling. I mean, you know, it's got to be fairly meaty. So you could certainly do press releases around that. I have done press releases, but frankly, not in a while. It's just been something that's been off my radar.
Okay. All right. I think that kind of covers it. Thank you for everything. I'm loving this, and you're really making me more excited every day about what I'm doing.
Cool. Glad to hear that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Okay, next question.
Yes, this is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, I've hit analysis paralysis.
Okay.
I own a company that does personal branding with high-profile politicians and CEOs. And in the last 3 years, I was asked by Senator Elizabeth Dole to run an entrepreneur mentoring program.
Okay.
So I sort of live two lives. I run this national entrepreneur program, and I do the personal branding. And so through the mentoring program, I've worked with entrepreneurs, their mentors, developed a program. It's for a year. And so I have all of this material.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking on it. I'm asked by organizations to design programs. And I'm getting bombarded by people asking, will you mentor me?
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. Every time I speak, I probably get 15 people who call me. So I took all my materials together and started creating a program out of it because I was asked by another organization to develop a program and to chair it. So when I did that, I ended up with this really great program of questionnaires and everything. It was 24 weeks. I had top business people offer to be mentors in the program, and I did a launch, and I had strategic partners. I did Facebook. I did all the stuff, and I did a whole bunch of stuff wrong, which I identified quickly once I got your program and failed miserably. I accidentally mentioned the product first, so I bombed that way, but I did get quite a few hits, but I didn't know how to do the opt-in page right. I struggled with do I have the two businesses connect? Do I now separate into two different businesses? Do I have a separate opt-in list? Do I not? Now that I bombed, how do I start over? Then someone said you should create a totally different program, and each time you launch it should be for different people. And now I feel like I don't know where to start anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a complete program, and everybody's still signed on no matter when I do it.
Yeah, and you have a wealth, almost an embarrassment of riches when it comes to resources.
Yes.
And so yeah, that can totally be analysis paralysis at that point. So, okay, oh boy, where do we start? What do you want to do? What outcome do you want?
My outcome is that I would like to relaunch the program either as it is or as two separate programs now, because it's 24 weeks.
Yeah, that's too much.
And it covers everything from how to meet the right people to how to set up your website to developing what direction you want to go, your vision, your mission, all that stuff on how do you take your business to the next level. It can be in two different things, and I'd like to set it up where it's live and then recorded with the transcripts, and then they can call and have a master mentor work with them. That's what I'd like to do the next step after I get it sold live.
Tell me about your lists right now.
I have a list of 900. A lot of them are my real clients in my real world.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. So, I mean, the real world ones are, these are high-end clients, very high-end clients.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably, those, if they're CEOs and such, they want the personal touch.
Right.
So then there's this, so I mean, you got the high-end clients, and then you got, which is all about branding, and then you got the, then your basic how to be an entrepreneur, how to build your business, what you need to do.
Right, and I got all the politicians in there, too.
Boy, oh boy.
I know. I didn't mean to create a hornet's nest. It just sort of fell together. And I've gotten great feedback about it, and I offered free teleclasses. And I mean, I did all the stuff you said to do, except for I told them about the product. That's fine.
Yeah, so, and the 24 weeks, and that's already created? Or?
Yeah, it's all done. It was easy. I mean, I just threw it together in about a week because I had most of it.
Okay.
I have so much stuff you don't want to know.
Okay, so this is okay. So you know, in these situations where there's you know, where it is a little foggy, you know, my default is always to go back to the market and talk to the market and find out what they're looking for and how you can fulfill it. You know, since it sounds like you've got this list of. That's primarily, you know, a really high-value list.
Yeah. Well, they're not necessarily perfect for this.
No. So, I mean, you got to create a product for them. I would think the product there would be, you know, first of all, you know, what you could use the launch to do is probably greatly increase your fees and at the same time create, like, a coaching program for people that, you know, if you quadrupled your fees or 10x'd your fees to work individually with people, but or they could join into your coaching program for, you know, somewhere close to what your regular fees are, and then they get, like, group coaching calls or something like that, and they get to interact with each other. You know, these are high-powered people, and they're going to value interacting with other high-powered people. So, I mean, I think you need to split that out. Then with the whole entrepreneurial thing, really it'll come down to what lists you can get access to and how you can promote there. And then I think you got to go back to what you did and replicate it, but not mention the product first. You know, more follow the first as laid out.
Yeah.
So that's really what you need to do. Is you got to say, I got two completely different products, two completely different businesses. Potentially, some of those entrepreneurs, I mean, some of the CEOs you're reaching, they might be able to help you promote the other thing. They might have access to lists or give you introductions to lists. So they, you know, that might help you with the entrepreneurial thing. But, yeah, they are very, very different lists.
They are very, very different. And I did, when I did the launch, the mistaken launch, I'll be honest, I had five strategic partnerships with people who had lists of that worked well for the program. Mm-hmm. I got asked to speak about it and all that, but again, I did it backwards the wrong way.
Yeah, you didn't drive them into a squeeze page and build a nice
right.
new list.
Right.
So
I have a website built and everything.
Yep. Yeah.
So do I go back? Do I Just create a squeeze page for that site and just kind of take it down and just say filled right now, and then maybe break it into something else and relaunch it as something else and then go back to it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, squeeze page, you know, a short video that hits on the biggest issues, biggest pain points, and promises that you're going to answer that, then follow up with, you know, more, however you want to do the content, be it video, audio, teleseminar, whatever.
Right.
And, it sounds like since you're having such great results from the stage, you probably have great results from a teleseminar or a webinar.
Yeah. I had people sign up for the teleseminar, but nobody showed up.
Yeah, well, that is, I mean, as I mentioned earlier, I mean, typical rate is, you know, about 35 to 38%. And you have to do the reminder, and you have to do the replays. And teleseminars can be great, but, yeah, people don't show up for them. So the people that do show up, you have great results. And they are good for getting opt-ins because people have every intention to be on the call. They forget, they get distracted, whatever.
Yeah, and that's what I missed. I didn't have an opt-in to go into the teleseminar.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, really work on the squeeze page. I'd start thinking info product coaching group for the other people, you know, as a parallel product, but, you know, parallel but separate. And I'd try to redo it. I'm not sure if you're going to be able to get support from those same partners, from the same strategic partners, if you didn't really pull it off the first time.
Yeah, because they all want to steal from me. They're hoping to get information from me or use my program as a model, so that I'll teach them how to do it. So that was part of my agreement. So
right, and that might be your if you can get that kind of buy-in and get those people interested.
Yeah, they're all still on board for whatever I do. Yeah. Everybody's still on board.
But Catherine, think about this: maybe really your real place you can go is not selling to the end user, but selling to those type of people, where they're buying your and so instead of this being a $297 or $997 sale, maybe it's a $40,000 sale to those types of organizations.
So try to sell it to other strategic partnerships.
Yeah, as a site license or something like that. I'm just throwing it out there. I've never done it.
I got what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have experience doing those types of deals, but it could be, it sounds like you're getting traction there. So something to think about.
Yeah, that's why I'm getting paralysis, because I keep tripping and falling over little different things.
Yeah. Just like I said, the best way is to start that conversation. And really, that can be part of the story. It's just, hey, I've got so much stuff, and I know when I share this with people, the impact is amazing, and frankly, that's what feeds me. That's what gets me excited, is making that type of impact. But I have got so much to share that sometimes I'm not sure where to start. So what I've decided to do is ask you. Can you just take a minute and go and tell me, and so do that
okay.
Type of thing. You know, that's where I always go back to that. Like if you're stuck, just tell people you're stuck and you need their help. And
okay, so when my last one question on that is, so if I take down, it's Your Business Accelerator, if I take down that site and just put it as an opt-in to do these questions, then just kind of think of it as a completely new program.
Right, absolutely.
Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Yep, bye-bye, Catherine. Okay, going to the next one here. Hello.
Hey, Jeff. Billy Thompson. How you doing?
Hey, Billy. How you doing?
Good. I'm the guy from Detroit. I'm
Sticking
the egg guy.
Yep.
Hey, got a question for you, and it's really kind of piggyback on what we talked about last week. You gave me some good information on going to people who specialize in areas that I wanted to interview them in and doing maybe two teleseminars with that person, maybe one on pure content and the second one on content, and then promote something that they have at the end of that call. What's the best way to sell that to someone who's got a list, maybe they're not doing a lot of promoting of their own, where I can go in and come in and say, hey, you know, I've been doing some teleseminars. is it best to maybe sell them on the fact that I'll do all of the work as far as setting the whole thing up? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the best is if you can also bring something to it, and that's in terms of a list.
Okay.
I think we talked about that last week. You got to get those first person to mail, and once the first person mails to your squeeze page, then you've got yourself a list. And now, one thing you do is, like, if you're just naturally good at setting them up and helping them sell. And so that'll get someone a little bit of interest, but really they're like, why do I need you to sell to my list? But
okay.
if it's like, hey, you want to sell to my list? You know, I know you can already sell to your list, and I'd love to invite them, and we'll make you some money from your list as well. But also, I'm bringing my list to the table. That's when they'll get interested.
How long do I need to wait after I've started building a list to talk to someone? Because, you know, as I told you, I have a series of seminars that are going on right now.
Yeah.
And I've built my, you know, not a big list, but, you know, a couple hundred, 300 people on my list already. At what point do I go to some other people?
Like last week. Because the way the lists work is they're hottest when you first create them. And they'll never be hotter than they are when you create the list.
Okay.
And so, yeah, you don't have to wait any time at all.
Okay, so even though I'm running my series right now, it's 12 weeks long, mm-hmm. I can start picking some other speakers to promote their.
Yeah, you can.
Okay,
absolutely.
Great. That helps me a lot. I appreciate it.
Cool.
Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome, Billy.
Bye.
Okay, next question. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on.
Ah, great. This is Dimitri in Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, Dimitri.
Jeff, you've done some great stuff for me since the original PLF, and I really want to thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Really, really has made a big difference in my business, probably one of the fundamental things that has really turned things around.
Cool. Glad to hear that.
I've got a question for you, which may be a simple no, I don't know the answer to that. I've kind of been pursuing this holy grail of automated individualized launch sequences for once people get involved in my list.
Okay.
So I don't know if you know what I mean by that.
No. Well, I mean, I could guess, but.
Yeah, could mean a couple of things. All right. They get in, maybe they buy a product, then they automatically get a series of emails after that that say, hey, on this date plus a month or whatever, you're going to get this opportunity to buy this thing, kind of built up to a launch. Then a launch week sends them to a web page that has all the correct days remaining and all the correct dates on it, but it's individual for each person.
Mm-hmm.
So we're able to put that kind of time pressure on people for the next offer, and then the next offer after that, and the next offer after that. I would love a tool that would allow me to do that, that would integrate with maybe one shopping cart in AWeber or, heck, was even usable.
Yep. No, I don't have a tool. Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, I can't imagine that would be too hard to create. I mean, it just doesn't seem like it should be. I really haven't done much software development. And when I say much, I mean, like, I haven't done any. But that just doesn't seem like it could be too hard to do.
Is there anything really missing from that idea? Is there a flaw in even wanting that I should let go of?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, the only flaw is, you know, people will join your list multiple times you know, so there might be a few people out there that watch the same process happen, you know, 6 weeks apart, and they'll know, and conceivably someone could go and talk about it on a bulletin board. But, I mean, you know, that's pretty pretty darn remote.
I can live with that.
I'm sorry?
I can live with that.
Right,
with
yeah.
The trouble around in business, that's not a big one, yeah.
Yep, yeah, not a problem.
Okay, great. Well, then it sounds like all I need to do is talk to somebody who knows something about programming, which is not me.
Right, yeah, me either. Yeah, I mean, I think the place that I've heard to these days is called Odesk, like the letter O, and then desk, D-E-S-K, I think is that in Craigslist. But Odesk, I think, it sounds like pretty cool community there and some cool tools in terms of managing it. But, yeah, I don't have any experience with it.
Okay, Doc. Well, if I get success with this in some way, I will. I'll pop you an email and let you know how I worked it out.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome.
Thanks. Thanks a whole lot.
Thanks, Dimitri. Okay, next question.
Jeff?
Yes.
Hi, Jeff. This is Joel from Northbrook.
Hey,
good
Joel.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
I've got a reverse problem. About 8 months ago, I licensed a couple websites to sell online coupon advertising. And we did a real good job. We signed up about 500 advertisers. So I've got a bunch of clients with all types of nice offers on these two websites. And then we joined a bunch of chambers of commerce, and we went to some trade shows, and we did some typical offline advertising with letters and postcards to get people to use the site. Well, what happened is I did a good job of creating some revenue and getting a bunch of clients, so I have a list. But I can't get enough people to use the site for free. It's a reverse problem.
Okay.
Actually, you have to get people to use the site before you actually get people to buy it.
Right.
But we did a good job because it's a nice software program and the coupons look nice and people can get a back panel and get into the site and create their own offers almost on a daily basis. So what I decided to do was set up a squeeze page and an autoresponder and create a free ebook telling people where they could get a lot of hidden discounts and good offers on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to do that, I can't just keep sending them to my site. I have to send them to other sites, and I found Google and all kinds of places where people can actually find good ways to save money on the Internet. And in today's economy, that's a worthwhile endeavor. My only problem is if I send them to too many other sites and teach them how to use these other sites, which I can do, how do I get them back to my site and tell them that my site is actually as good or better?
How about if you, and this is, I'm just guessing here, because this isn't something I've done, but what if you, like the mechanism that you use to tell them about these other sites is actually a blog on your site?
Correct.
So at a minimum, they got to go back to your site to read about these other sites.
Well, what I was going to do is, as a free gift for opting into a squeeze page,
mm-hmm.
I was going to actually create a ebook where I give them a lot of places to go. You follow me?
Yep.
And by giving them a lot of places to go, and like you made a good statement here, define your prospects' problems better than they can,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll be assumed that you have the answer.
Yep.
Well, I can do that with this ebook. But if I do a good enough job of defining the problems, I'm giving them too much of the how as opposed to just the what.
Right. Yeah, I'd say, you know, if the ebook, if you cut it down, so first of all, they download the ebook, and lots of people are never going to open the ebook or read the ebook. So you can basically, I would probably cut the quantity in the ebook, and then I would do the rest of them in follow-up emails. So,
uh-huh.
You know, you give them a bunch, you know, several sites or whatever, a bunch of sites in the ebook, but you know, they open that ebook once, they're going to, you know, at best they're going to open it once and look at it. It's not going to become a, you know, the desktop reference for them. But now you've got their email and you're following up with them continually. You're sending them back to your site for the cool stuff on your site and the coupons on your site. But then you're also saying you can also send them to like a blog on your site where they can, you know, say, hey, I just identified another resource. Go check, you know, take a look here for all the details. And the link goes to your site and you, like a blog on your site, and it's telling them about, like, this other cool site. But, you know, but in the meantime, you know, you've driven them back to your site.
Yeah, that's because I don't. What I actually did was I sent out for a period of about 3 weeks. Each day I sent out a different email highlighting a different advertiser with their offers.
Yep.
And I had the coupons attached to the email. Well, two things happened. I had a list of maybe like 700 or 800 people when I started. And each day, the majority of people, I'd say I got about a 22-23% conversion rate. And I don't know if that's good or bad, but I got about 20% of the people actually open the email. But each day I lost about 5 or 6 people. And one guy even called up and threatened to have his lawyer call me if I didn't stop sending him emails because it was irritating him because I was filling up his inbox so much. the question is that even with those actual individual offers, and I actually called some people up to see what they thought of the offers. They liked them, but I still couldn't get anybody to actually download the coupons and bring them into the places of business. So the question is, how do I? Is there any way to get to do that? Because basically what I have to do is build up a list of free people who actually are just going to go use the site, because I have the site developed, and I actually have a lot of good offers. I just can't seem to get enough people to actually go to the site and use it.
Yeah, well, you know, one thing that sort of leapt to mind right away, and again, this is not an area I claim expertise in, but is contests. And, of course, there's always issues with legalities, you know, so you have to worry, you know, you're going to have to get a lawyer involved generally and make sure that you're legal. But contests can be really good ways to drive a lot of people to sites, and especially this kind of traffic, people that are looking for a deal. Will be the ones chasing down contests. So, you know, if you give away a Wii or something like that, you know, that I would look at doing something like that.
Try a contest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Something to think about.
One other question. I've been reading your 6 and 7 emails,
mm-hmm.
and you sent an email number 10, which was a real good email, but somehow I misplaced it. Is there any way I can get a copy of that email back again?
Send an email to Betty and ask her. Because, yeah, that actually, 6 and 7 was, you know, I created that years ago, and I never touch it. It's like literally everything there is written in 2004, I think. So, yeah, send Betty an email at supportplf@gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, next one.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, yes. This is Marilyn Zink calling.
Sorry, what was your name?
Marilyn Zink.
Oh, okay. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, how are you? Finally got on just before I have to get my kids from school.
Oh.
Yeah, so anyway, so I have a question. I'm trying to decide whether to do an internal launch or one with joint venture partners, because I want to launch a membership website. But I have 1,200 people on my list, so it's probably not nearly enough to get to do that.
What's going to be in your membership site? Is it going to be like a forum and stuff?
It's going to be about herbs, holistic health. I want to have audio, video, interviews with experts, maybe some free downloads, articles, a forum,
mm-hmm.
all kinds of stuff. And I do a magazine, so I have a lot of connections with my advertisers through my magazine.
Yeah. You know, my default was always go internal launch first, just to, you know, get a membership site, even just the technical stuff of getting it running and make sure it's running and you're not overloading the server and everything. I would try to go internal first, just make them a real good deal and see if you can get a couple hundred people to jump on board.
Right.
Okay. You know, a couple hundred out of 1,200 is, you know, is very aggressive. That you'd be hitting a home run if you could do something like that. However, you know, if you make it super attractive and just go into it saying, I just want to figure this process out and get my conversions right, and I'm going to make all my money when it comes to the JVs. So you're just trying to get them on board, get the critical mass, get some people in that forum interacting. I would always default towards an internal in that.
Okay, so now should I contact the people who are my advertisers and you know, just say, hey, I'm doing this and, you know, help me promote it and get the word out kind of thing? And, I mean, because I wouldn't necessarily be able to offer them, you know, like an affiliate commission or something. I think most of them, they don't really know anything about that. They don't know much about internet marketing, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just thinking maybe a way to do that I can say, hey, you can have your profile in here.
Yeah, I mean, if they're currently advertising on the site, and now you're going to give them, you know, greater exposure because they've got paid people, and, you know, certainly you can go back to them. You could ask them for more money. You can just tell them you're doing good stuff for them. You know, you're not going to get any. You're not asking for any more money. You just want to let them know they're going to get more exposure. You know, if they've got lists, you know, if they got lists, you can tell them what you're doing. You can say, I'm really excited about this. It's going to be really cool. you know, maybe down the road I'll give you an opportunity to promote, you know, and get paid on a percentage basis of anyone that joins. You could certainly do something like that.
Okay. Okay, that sounds good. I'm currently doing a little herbal book giveaway. I'm giving away two free books because publishers send me books all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing that with my list and doing a little quiz. I'm going to do a video on YouTube and drive traffic.
You know, if I would definitely contact John Gallagher over at Learning Herbs.
Right.
And, you know, John's the person, I've featured him in case studies. And so he's done many, many launches, and he's, you know, he's a great guy. And he'd probably give you a few hints, and he's now got a good list. Whether he'd want to promote, I don't know, since you might be direct competitors, but I'd drop him a line.
Yeah, I'm aware of him, and my membership site would be a little bit different because I know his is really geared to people who are kind of like herbalists or want to learn to be herbalists or they want to make their own stuff. And I have some people like that in my list, but I think a lot of them, they take supplements, and they want to know what to take and how to take it.
Okay, yeah. Well, John's a great guy. I just ping him, see
yeah.
if we can do some business together.
Okay. All right, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Marilyn.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're getting down to the near the end here. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yeah, is this me?
Yep.
Oh, cool. Hey, how you doing?
Good.
This is Andrew from Alpine, Utah, and I've got kind of that analysis paralysis thing, but I figured it out. I've just got way too many different projects and things, and so I decided to go with the easiest one first.
That's a good place to start.
Yeah, the one with the most resources. So we have an e-commerce site, and this is a family business. I've been doing some of my own products on my own thing, but I'm coming back to help them with the marketing. It's for scrapbooking. It's kind of an Amazon.com of the scrapbooking world and crafting and everything. So, I mean, we have hundreds and hundreds of different SKUs of different products. And I'm finally convinced them to do, you know, info product stuff and testing the traffic source of some Facebook advertising. I've built a list in the past month of about 5,000 people.
Wow.
And so I want to do just, you know, from the intelligence we have, we know that these ladies just want ideas of what to do and for projects and things. The question I have is, I understand the logistics of how to do all of this, but I got to figure out how to write in somebody else's voice, because I'm not the face of the person who needs to be on it. You know, it's easy for me to do for, like, business stuff or internet marketing or MLM or any of the other things that I work on. It's easier for me to be the person talking. But to this market, it's not me. You know, it doesn't make sense for it to be me. And so I need to figure out how to write in that voice and do all that. But when it's not me that's the face, I'm kind of struggling with figuring out how I'm going to take that angle.
So. Right. Yeah, I think you got to go back to those, like, the empathy exercises back in the first couple of modules about where you're getting in touch with what their key pain points are. And, you know, if you can spend some time there, in, you know, in depth, and if you can't hit it, then you got to go out and find a few people in that market and sit down with them and figure out what it is. And really that's the thing to do is if you can hang out with some of the people or even hang out in some of the forums and just get some of their words, if you can start doing some of the surveying, and then when you do surveying, then you can actually use their words often. You know, they'll write copy for you. And so just spending time with them, spending time in their forums, you know, spending time with the surveys, and then spending time in those empathy exercises where you're really getting in touch with what are their, you know, pain points and how can you be a lot like them. And then just always go back to that place and, you know, do a little meditation while you're there. And I think that will probably help you quite a bit with the copy.
So you wouldn't ghostwrite it? Because I kind of want to put a woman's face on the whole thing, the person that's going to create all the ideas and do all the
Well, if you can get someone to ghostwrite it, like where someone else is writing it, you mean?
No, like I'll write it.
Oh yeah, if you
if you somebody else's voice. And
I mean,
I just don't want my face on. I don't want a guy on face.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you look, I think we did the Go Romance, and I mean, I totally did the copy in it, but it came from Leslie, and you can totally do that. You know, I thought you meant your question was how do you actually, you know, write that copy in that type of voice.
I think I can get in the voice.
Oh yeah, then that's no problem. Yeah, you can create a fictional person or you can use a real person. It's just not a problem.
Okay.
But yeah,
and
it should come
just
from
put their name on it and just as long as you go through the empathy.
Yep, absolutely. Good. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. And then quick techie question. I'm using Interspire Email Marketer and I think you've answered this. I have it, you install it on a server. When you say hosting it on your own server, is that what you mean?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, so you'd pull those off into AWeber and then?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely. Okay, Andrew.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Okay, we got 3 more questions here. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, go ahead.
Hi, Jeff. I'm starting a Forex educational business. It's based on using human psychology to make trades.
Mm-hmm.
And so far I've only built up a list of 30 people. I launched my website 3 weeks ago. And I'm just wondering, I've been just going to forums and then just posting information. And people have been clicking on my signature to get to my site, and some have been coming through search engines. But it's been linear as far as the relationship between how much I'm putting in and how much traffic I'm getting to the site. So I'm just wondering, is there a way to make that more exponential, make the growth of people who sign on to my list more exponential? Like, how do I get more traffic?
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and mute you because you're breaking up quite badly, but I think I got the gist of it. So you're in the Forex market. You've started to build a list primarily like through forums and such, and you're getting some people opting in, but not as quickly as you'd like, is what I heard. So first of all, one thing to remember is the people that you're getting opting in right now, those are really warm. Since they're coming from forums and stuff, those are going to be the warmest list, the warmest prospects you've got. You know, so if you, I think you said you had 30 people already, and those people are probably going to be equivalent to like having 300 people because it's a really warm list coming from forums. You know, posting stuff on YouTube, you know, posting some educational videos on YouTube is another way to drive some traffic. I think, you know, if you put together, you know, certainly this is one where if you got a really good product, there are, that's a hot market, and there are, you know, you might want to go, in this case, instead of going internal launch first, you might go, you know, see if you can find one JV partner and do a launch with a JV partner. Another thing you can do in this case, it might be pretty expensive in this market, but you can go ahead and buy AdWords traffic and drive people to a squeeze page. Now, in that market, since it's so hot, it's probably going to be pretty expensive to buy AdWords stuff. Another thing you could do is, you know, you should be doing the social media thing, creating on Twitter. You know, there's lots of people on Twitter in the trading niche, on Facebook. You know, those are two ways to build lists in social media. So, I mean, it really is, it's casting out a net and trying to get as many different avenues in. So YouTube, Twitter, social media, going to search engines, which is basically if you started blogging on a regular basis and started publishing content on a regular basis, another way you can pull in traffic. But this might be a case where you really should try to, you know, find one joint venture partner. You know, probably not a huge one, but find one partner, see if you can put together a squeeze page, and then put together, you know, a little launch, which is one partner first, and build from there. Okay, next question. 2 more questions. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, go ahead.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. This is a great program, man.
Yeah,
Jeff, my product is a downloadable digital product. is ready to go, but I guess where I'm stuck or what I'm, you know, more concerned about is how do I get do the pre-launch process as I'm going to, and where I get to the stage where I send, you know, I have to send them a survey, looking for possibly their testimonial that I can use for my sales letter. Mm-hmm. What do I actually give to them?
Well,
okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, with the survey, you're not so much necessarily, I mean, you know, I do the whole testimonial cruncher, but if you've never put anything out into the market, it's going to be tough for you to get a testimonial. So you're not necessarily going to be able to use that whole testimonial cruncher thing. You know, more the surveys, more for you, is going to be about finding out what their objections are and what their hot points are. If you missed something, are you going to have to add it into the product? You know, you're going to have to add a special bonus or something about that. That's really more what the survey, I think, will be about for you.
Okay. So I don't necessarily need a testimonial for my sales letter?
No, I mean, you don't. I mean, it's always good to have testimonials, but, you know, if you make that part of the story, you know, hey, you know what? One of the things, you know, as you're going through this, you might have noticed that I don't have any of those testimonials. And first of all, you know, I you probably have seen some of my competitor sites, and they got a bunch of testimonials. Actually, let's scratch that. I mean, you probably don't want to go there. So instead of that, if you just say, you know, one of the things you might see is missing on this page is a lot of testimonials. Now, this is a great product, and I've worked with a lot of people to make sure it's an ideal product. But frankly, I've just launched this stuff. And, you know, you got to wonder. Sometimes you see other sites where they're launched and they have a ton of testimonials. You wonder where those things came from. Now, on my site, I haven't launched it. We're just starting out. There are no testimonials. But because of that, what I've decided to do is I've put together this extra special deal that, you know, I'm going to give you the bonus this, bonus this, bonus this, and it only costs whatever, you know, it only costs X. Now, you might be wondering why it only costs X, and that's because, frankly, I just want to get a bunch of people to on board so I can start to collect some testimonials. So what you do is you take the negative and you turn it into a positive.
Okay. So yeah, that's my question there, because I you know, is there any other way other than using pay-per-click traffic and possible using forums? Any other way that somebody can collect, you know, can build up lists quickly?
There's various viral ways, and viral is the way you build it quick. And I don't have any viral components that I teach.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really the way I go. I've generally gone slow and steady. You know, I try to put up content and drive people in, you know, get people into the, you know, to find that content by search engines, by word of mouth, and then try to optimize the opt-in process from there. Of course, social media. You know, like I just talked about, is a way. The thing is you got to try to get as many different ways to drive people onto your list as you can.
Yeah.
If you're putting out content, if you're using social media, if you're using pay-per-click, and if you're using, partners, of course. Partners is the way that you build the list quickly.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, last call here, or last question.
Finally. Hi, Jeff. This is Diana from Ohio. How are you?
Good. How are you, Diana?
Doing all right. I'm hoping you can help me finish fleshing out a plan or tell me if I'm going down the wrong direction.
Okay.
We have an existing retail business, and we're launching a wholesale division. We sell art frames with butterflies and other wonderful critters from around the world. We're starting a wholesale division, and we're hitting the scene at the market show in Chicago in the middle of July.
Okay.
I've been told that I can get a list from them, but it turns out the list is just basically people who came and were interested in the last market, which was in January. So it's not like a registered attendees list. I can filter it by what type of store these people say they have,
okay.
But my options are kind of limited to how I can filter that list down to try and introduce ourselves beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking going with a postcard to try and drive them to a website to give them a little video or something like that. And then I'm thinking a couple of giveaways and things like that at the show. But in my mind, I'm calling it a launch, but it doesn't feel like it's much of a launch. Am I missing a big piece, or am I going down the wrong path here?
This is not an area I've got a ton of experience. I would think the postcard to drive them to your booth instead of driving them to, you know, it feels to like too many steps. I mean, these are really busy people.
Okay.
They're retailers. I'm thinking a coupon that drives them to your booth to get some cool thing.
Okay.
Some goodie. I don't know what that is, but, you know, some cool goodie, and, you know, these people are going to be valuable. They're valuable prospects, so it'd be some, you know, I would think you could spend a little bit of money on. Then the launch, how you do, I would think that there's probably a limit to the number of new clients you can take on.
Right.
And I would think trying to play this as a scarcity type of thing is the way I would go. Scarcity and a takeaway. And if you could somehow structure so when they do stop by, you know, it is, you know, I mean, generally those can be difficult selling environments because there's so much going on and there's so much noise in that environment and, you know, so many different things that are stimulating them.
And that's why I was hoping to snag, you know, get a little hook on them before the show to introduce us and start some of the story about how we find all these critters and
mm-hmm.
butterflies and things. But
and the show, what is the show for? Or I mean, is it just general?
It's higher end retail,
mm-hmm.
But it's everything from museums to art galleries, interior decorators, gift shops, hospital gift shops. Those are some of the ones that come to mind.
Is there some controversial angle you could take? I mean, that, you know, you're using critters and stuff. I mean, is this cruel to the critters, or do some people think it's cruel to the critters?
They might, but they're farm-raised for it, so maybe something about ask how we help protect the rainforest instead of destroy it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that would be the end message, but if the beginning message was that, you know, that some people are, you know, before you consider boycotting the show because of our participation.
okay.
You know, something along that line. Even if it was done more like in a joking manner, but
Before you run screaming from the giant tarantula in our booth, come back for just a second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or something along the lines of, you know, talking about how, you know, you've heard rumors that some people are threatening to boycott the show unless you remove the tarantulas from your exhibit, or something silly or funny, something that's not going to get you in trouble with the show. But you know, some along that lines of, you know, seven reasons why you're not going to be, you know, bitten by a deadly animal if you visit our exhibit.
Seven reasons why you don't need your bug spray.
That's not sharp enough. That's not
okay.
You know, it's seven reasons why, you know, you will not die. You know, why you will not be bitten by a poisonous, you know, or seven reasons why you might be. You know, some just outrageous and silly along that lines. And, like, if you followed up with, you know, or go to this website to find the seven reasons why.
Okay.
Then you might drive to a website. And then, like, you know, if they went through them and the seventh reason was, you know, because they're going to get, you can get this really cool thing with this coupon, you know, if you print out this coupon, you can get this really cool thing, something along that lines. But I would sort of go controversy or fake controversy.
Okay.
And tongue-in-cheek, be fun with it. If you are going to tease them about tarantulas, you know, bring some little stuffed tarantulas or something like that, or toy tarantulas, or gummy worms.
Gummy worm spiders.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something along that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Diana. Okay, that wraps it up. So thanks a lot, folks. That's the end of our, I think that was our, what was it, third call? Calendar says the fourth call is on the 21st. Is that right, John? May 21st? Well, we're going to go with it. Well, let's just say it's May 21st. If not, then I'll tell you otherwise. Thanks. We had some really great questions, both the questions that were sent in as well as the live questions. So thanks for all those questions, and we're going to be releasing our next module in, I think, about 3 or 4 days here. And then the next call is on the 21st of May. So thanks a lot, everyone, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.